Super Trooper from about 4 or 5 years back. Hello and good afternoon to you. Standing in for Clodagh Walsh yet again, who's gallivanting up the country someplace, I think. And without much further ado, thanks to Michael Firestall for looking after Tony Weldon's things. Nobody here who's supposed to be today, you know. It's all very odd. Anyway, Colin Kennedy here with you with the Hospital's Requests programme until 2 o'clock. And lots of nice music. So do hang around.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make...
Starring Burt Reynolds and Goldie Hawn. It's called Best Friends. How do you keep the music playing? Patty Austin and James Ingram. 11 minutes past 12 o'clock. Hi to Mrs. Doherty, who's in St. Anne's Ward in St. Patrick's Hospital. Good afternoon to you, Mrs. Doherty. And it says here in the end, also include the patients in the ward. And that's from Mrs. Reynolds of 101 Griffiths Place. So here's something from Elvis Costello for you. Sure you might remember this one. Sounds good hearing that one again after all this time. Elvis Costello, Oliver's Army.
£300, that's great, thanks.
From the 20th of February.
One of the big bands on the Irish show band circuit over the last few years, the Indians, and Sailing Home, one of the nicer songs I always thought. It's 22 minutes past 12. Don't forget that shortly after half 12, we'll be having the Asthma Society File presented by Andrea Millon. So you can listen out for that. Should be quite interesting. Anyway, back to the business. Would you please play a request for Mrs. Anne White, who is in St. Teresa's Ward in Arkeen at the moment, wishing her all the best and get well soon. And that's with the love from Jenny and Biddy. So, Mrs. Anne White, we have the Whispers for you. Is this a love thing?
It's a love thing. It's a love thing. It's a love thing. The look in your eyes is more than enough to make my poor heart burst in flame.
Bands who seem to keep flowing out of America at an unstoppable rate. The Whispers, and It's a Love Thing. It's 26 minutes past 12 o'clock. Good afternoon to Baby Revels, who's in the infirmary at the moment. That's from Debbie and all the family, and Mrs. Kinsler and Bridie as well. Back rack for you. The motion picture soundtrack. Right back rack, and the music from out there, the best that you can do. Minutes away from 1 o'clock, thanks to Andrea and Karen for the Asthma Society file. More from them this time next week. Now then, back to what we were at, which is the Hospital's Request programme. And good afternoon to Brian Nolan of 32 St. John's Park, who's in Arkeen at the moment. And that's from all the Nolans. Ooh, St. John's Park, and is there something I should know? I have a dedication here which should have gone out at half 12, got mislaid in the pile, sorry about that. And it was for Mrs. Joni Walsh of 21 Castle Street, who's not feeling too well at the moment. And that's from her two grandchildren, Mary and Jean, and Claire Foley as well, of Chapel Street, Mooncoyne. And Claire is also not feeling too well at the moment. That's from Jean and Mary. Perhaps it's catching. Anyway, I reckon you might like this one. It's one of the better things around at the moment in the Irish scene, the Bards.
Play it again, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
when you score with a chick. Keep her swinging.
Certainly. The Bards and the oldest swinger in town, which I don't think quite matches up to the legendary Lanigan's Ball, but it doesn't fall too far short of it. Anyway, news up and coming at 1 o'clock with Denise Wall, but a piece of music before that and a dedication. Please, Clodagh, who's not here at the moment, it's me, but anyway, will you please play something nice for Josie Quilty and Jimmy as well? They're living in Lismore Park, and also their grandson, Clayton Wall. Thank you, from your old friend Maggie Doyle. And daughters Jean and baby Emma. This is Gina, Dale Hayes and the Champions. Past 1 o'clock, Michael Jackson and Billie Jean. Thanks to Denise for the news, which was all very nicely done. She'll be back at around about 2 with more of the same just before Paul Power comes along. That's another day's work entirely. Now, hi to Mary Colliton, who's going to hospital. That's Jervis Street in Dublin, to be exact. And that's from her 3 children, Jeanette, Catherine, Richard. And here's hoping Mary won't be up there too long. And also for Mrs. John Higgins, who's in the female surgical ward in the infirmary, and that's from all her friends.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away...
And I guess that's why they call it the blues. 12 minutes past 1. Please play a nice record for Kay McAvoy, who's in the Sacred Heart Unit in Ardkeen. That's from Helen, Paddy and the family. And it says thank you in the end of it. You're welcome. I think Kay McAvoy might enjoy this one here. It's from Bobby Gentry and Glenn Campbell from about 14 years back. All I have to do is dream.
Dream, dream, dream.
There you are, Mrs. Josie Kelly. Smothering you in love and affection. Lionel Richie there, and truly. Now, a hello to Denise Levine. Nice name, Denise Levine, of Forest Hill in Tremore. She's 3 today, and that's from Jennifer and Nicola Code. And also for all the boys in Jack Meads, and that's from Stephanie Hogan. Wonder what they're all doing in Jack Meads, are they? Oh, of course, yeah. Hope you enjoy this one. The Firm, Arthur Daly, he's all right. For all the boys in Jack Meads, and also for Denise Levine, 3 today, in Forest Hills in Tremore. Now then, 26 minutes past 1, a Sunday afternoon on WLR, medium wave and stereo VHF from Waterford City. Paul Power coming away at 2 o'clock until 5, elbowing me out of the way, but some good things for you between now and then, before he does actually do that. For Mrs. Biddy Brett of St. Teresa's Unit in Ardkeen, that's from her daughter Tessie and her grandchildren Jackie, Louise, Liza, Nicola and Trevor. And also Liam, Helen, and great-granddaughter Louise. And it says, get well soon, Biddy. So you do that, okay? Yeah.
So, good afternoon to Mr. James Walsh of Lower Yellow Road, who's currently in St. Patrick's Hospital. That's with a lot of best wishes, Mr. Walsh, from Sister Finbar and all your friends in the Mercy Convent. Air supply. Now to turn out a nice song, don't they? Air supply from Australia and two less lonely people in the world. 24 minutes away from 2 o'clock. Hi to Bridie Walsh, 42 Oak Terrace in Lisdoggan. Has a birthday today, and that's from her mother, Audrey. And all at 118 St. John's Park. And, oh heavens, what is that? And her four daughters as well. I'll have to check this with Denise. We'll keep the mood of the music just a trifle subdued for the time being, I reckon. Peter Scallerin with an old Leo Sayer tune.
The sun is out, the sky.
Peter Scallerin, Raining in My Heart. That was for Bridie Walsh, 42 Oak Terrace in Lisdoggan, whose birthday is today, from her mother Audrey, and all at 118 St. John's Park, especially her four daughters. So now, I've noticed one thing, any time I've ever been asked to do this program, I always, at around 20 past one, say, such and such a person will be on at 2 o'clock. And every single time I've done this program, the person I said would turn up never does. You have Owen Ronayne's company for 3 hours this afternoon, from 2 to 5, with his American music program. So, that can't be too bad. Slightly disabled version of Owen Ray as well. Broke his elbow the other night. Here's a song for Peggy Grant of Cattle Brewer Street. Glad to hear you're home, Peggy. Best wishes from May Drone of Springmount, Tremor.
Last night I had
for the old monkey song, well, actually a Neil Diamond song, I think. Daydream Believer. Play that for Larry McCabe, was in the ENT unit in Ardkeen. That's from May McCabe and family. And also the Lacey family, or from the McCabe family and the Lacey family. Sorry about that. Now, hello to Tom Duffy, who's recovering in St. Bridget's Unit in Ardkeen. That's from his sister-in-law, Madge, brother-in-law, Nicky, and the family. And a whole load of people here, a small crowd. For Bridgie, I think it is, and Stanley, and Judy, who is coming out of hospital today, Paddy and Sophie, John and Patricia, and Cowboy, Jenny, and Mairead. And that's all from Tom. And they reckon that Bonnie and Shaky would be a little bit of all right at this stage of the day. Can't say I agree, but here they are anyway. Some radio stations have mice. We have Bonnie and Shaky. That's a rocking good way for all the aforementioned people. Good afternoon to James Walsh of the Lower Yellow Road. He's in St. Patrick's Hospital at the moment. Best wishes from Sister Finbar and all his friends in the Mercy Convent. And also for Mrs. Anne White, who's in St. Teresa's Ward in Ardkeen Hospital, wishing her all the best and get well soon, with love from Jenny and Biddy. And, not only but also, Mrs. Power, who's in room 2 in the infirmary, and that's from Marion, Helen and Barbara, also Jim and Maureen Gray, and husband Jimmy Power. Here's a little something from a couple of years back for you. Four and a half minutes away from 2 o'clock in the hospital's request program. Men at Work and Down Under. Hello to little Kevin Keating, who's 1 today, and also to Dean, who's 2 in March, which is only next week, and that's from his aunt. And also for Michael Malone of 29 Hawthorne Drive in Hillview. He's recovering from a nose operation at the moment, and that's with best wishes from Una and Pat Morrissey. And they say, while you're at it, you can play something for Kathleen Stacey, who's in St. Patrick's Hospital. And that's from Patrick. Where else? Oh, here's another one. For Mark Tracy and Kathleen Stacey, who are both in St. Patrick's. That's from Tessie and Sissy. And another one here, making a last run on things, for John Mailer, I think it is, who's in Ardkeen at the moment. That's from his sister Margaret, his mum and dad, and the Costello family. Also for Fiona Sullivan, who's in Ardkeen, once again in the ENT unit, from her mum, dad, and Eamon. And finally, on this Sunday's Hospital's Request Programme,
for Michael Reed of Moon Coin, who's in the infirmary. Wishing him well, with love, from the Foreign family in Moon Coin. 3 minutes from two. Thanks for listening to the programme. Hope you enjoyed it. For myself, Colin Kennedy, cheers. I'll see you again during the week. Stand by for Owen Renane right after the news.